So I'm having what you would call a really good morning this morning. So I mentioned earlier the computer's taking ages to switch on. Trying to connect a phone. I was told that if it doesn't work, get on my hands and knees, crawl under a desk and pull a wire out and... Yeah, and if you can hear me, then I've obviously done it right. And then my pen started leaking. So it's all good this morning. Things are going to get better. It's only 12 minutes past 8 on a Wednesday morning. It's fine. Anyway, for the wonders of pulling wires out and plugging them in again, I hopefully got Trudy on the line for Book Club. Morning, Trudy.
Good morning, John. Yes, we have connection, is great.
I feel like one of those old-time, telephone connectors, pulling out a wire, putting in another wire and go, yes, we're going to connect you now.
Anyway. Yeah, I definitely have that vision in my head now, John.
Yeah. How are you then, Judy? How's things?
Yeah, no, really well, thank you. Yeah, the food bank campaign has started, so, yeah, it's all go at the moment, all go.
So this is the 9th year that you've done this, and we were saying 10 years of Woking Food Bank, so a year into the food bank you decided to start your campaign in Brookwood. So for those of us that if there is anyone on this planet doesn't know who you are, doesn't know what you've been doing, remind us what do you do in Brookwood each year?
I'm known very well around Brookwood Village as the food bank lady. I don't think anyone actually knows my name, to be fair. I go around banging on business doors and, trying to get things out of all the businesses' food or donations for our Christmas campaign. And we've been running it now this is our 9th year. And it started off really small and it just gets bigger every year. And it just never ceases to amaze me, the generosity of people. Particularly in our local community, it's very heartwarming.
Particularly now as well. I mean, when you think about over the last 9 years, you've been through a global pandemic, you've been through cost of living. There's been a lot of challenges, hasn't there, for communities?
Oh, gosh, yeah, there has been so many challenges. And I remember particularly during the pandemic when Darren and I actually went to go and buy some supplies for the food bank. Mm. And we got challenged by so many people. Why are you buying all this food? Why are you stockpiling? It was really, really quite challenging. And I think it's about educating people along the way as well, isn't it? So that was really, really tough for us, actually, having to face that. We weren't expecting to get that sort of response from people in local shops.
But at the same time, somebody may challenge you. You think, oh, here's someone who's being greedy, stockpiling. But actually, you're then able to say, no, actually, this is what we're doing. And, you're spreading awareness. You're able to just open up a conversation now, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I do remember one lady, I always take the shopping list with me because the food bank issue a new list every week on their platform. So it's always worth just checking on there just to see what the latest things they need that week. And I always make sure that I take something with me from the food bank to say, I am actually shopping for our local food bank. Because, I guess people don't know what's going on, do they? And I guess people make judgments by what they see, particularly during the pandemic, when there was everyone was rushing around trying to buy toilet rolls, and there was me with a trolley full of toilet rolls. It didn't go down very well, but it is about educating people around you. So and then of course the attitude completely changes, which is really quite nice.
There you go, sort of changing those perceptions. So taking you back 9 years then to the first food bank campaign, what was it that sparked, made you think, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get the community together, we're going to have a food bank campaign? What started it all?
Yeah, it was a friend of a friend, actually, I heard, and this particular person was going through a really, really rough time, and... the normal, or what you class as a normal 2.4 family or whatever it is, mum, dad, two kids. Dad was at work, mum was at home looking after the children, they had a mortgage and such forth. Dad got made redundant from his job and couldn't really cope with the fact he'd been made redundant. Sadly, he took his own life, which then left the mum and the two very young children at the time then, struggling to pay the mortgage. They actually then lost the house and, found themselves up at the food bank. And it's it was a real struggle for me that someone has gone from, you know, almost having a very good lifestyle and then all of a sudden literally everything is taken away from them. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point my husband and I just thought, you know, is there anything that we could do? And we knew, you know, we're quite well known within the village. We do quite a lot within the community anyway. So I just thought, you know, this is a great opportunity to try and do our bit for the community. And also, I think when other people are given, it's that feel-good factor when, yes, you know, they can give me a food parcel or some money to help other people that are in dire need. And that's what it's all about. So yeah, it was just having that one conversation that has led to countless trips to shopping, you know, different shops and trying to work out the cheapest prices of what we can get stuff, yes, without, you know, not going for quality as well, because we don't want to buy stuff that is not great, because when you're already down on your luck, the last thing that you want to be eating is, you know, food that isn't very nice. So we try and do that as well. So yeah, okay, 9 years ago.
Yeah, so 9 years ago, and it's, you mentioned going strength to strength year after year, but on that first year, when you set it up, was it just going to be, oh, just something just going to do as a one-off, or was there that plan thinking, oh, I'm going to do it every year for the next rest of my life?
Yeah, do you know, that's really weird that you say that, because I think initially it was like, yeah, we can help this year. And I think because we just had an influx of support, I just thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, everyone has been so generous. And I think the first year I did it, about 2 weeks before Christmas, and I was really shocked and surprised at the support that we received. And I thought, well, actually, if I did it over a bit of a longer period, then actually we might be able to do a bit more. And we're very lucky again within the village, because we have a newsletter that goes out once a month, so of which I'm involved in that. So it does actually help as well, so I can get the word out there really quite quickly, yeah, to all of the village. So I'm very, very well supported within the village.
Absolutely. So you're known as the food bank lady, the lady that goes around with wheelbarrows and sleighs and everything else. So you're a bit of a local personality then, aren't you, Omi? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we managed to get one of the locals in the village to create our sleigh for us, which the actual trolley itself was donated by Homebase at Brookwood as well. So it was massive. And just putting out that plea, is there anybody out here that can change this trolley into something more beautiful than what it is currently at the moment? And again, the amount of people that came forward was like, yeah, we can do this for you.
Love so that.
But yeah, we glitz it up with lights and, you know, go wandering around the village with it, and it's quite amazing, really. Yes. Everyone always asks those people that have just moved into the village, what are you doing?
What's going on?
It's quite a conversation starter.
I just love it, you know, the real essence of community and the spirit of Christmas, everyone coming together, getting behind and supporting you and supporting those in need, particularly at this time of year. Mm. And I think what you're doing is becoming more and more sort of relevant as we go through this cost of living. You know, we find people, more and more people ending up at having to go to food banks, and that must be, you know, if particularly, you know, if you haven't had to do it before, you know, pride and things like that, trying to turn up at a food bank and asking for help, that must be incredibly hard.
Yeah, I mean, I have actually been down the food bank quite a few times, and I've actually done stints down there of, you know, welcoming clients in and that kind of stuff as well. And one particular story that does stick with me was a young lady that came in again with two children, and she'd actually come from another charity for some support. And, you know, and I actually remember saying to her, you know, what's it like you coming through this door this morning? And her words really stuck with me, because she said, you know, I have to leave my dignity at the door because my children need to be fed. And that for me is just heartbreaking. You know, she had two youngsters in a pram that, you know, very, very young, both under the age of five. And I can't even begin to imagine what that must be like for a young mother to have to go into a food bank to get essentials to be able to feed her very young children, or indeed for anybody to have to go there. It's it can't be easy for people to make that first step through that door.
No, exactly. I mean, it's good to know that the support is there, but as you say, it's sad that it is actually needed, particularly in what they call an affluent area. When you look around Woking and you see sort of, you know, the money that, and the investment that's been spent in the town centre and everything else, and then you feel this sort of almost like a hidden pocket of poverty in our town.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the referrals are up something like 21% on last year. And what we're actually finding, that people that are coming through the door now are families where both parents are actually working.
Yeah.
So that's even more tragic, isn't it? That people are out every day doing their bit to try and support their family. But even that isn't enough for some people, and they're still finding themselves at a food bank. And that, like you said, in such an affluent area, that's quite shocking, really, that people are having to do that.
It is. So, we can all do our bit to help by supporting the food bank and supporting your campaign as well. So, tell us what sort of time frame are you working towards this year?
So, the campaign started on the 28th of October, so it runs over, we tend to run it over two pay packets, because we appreciate that people can't afford it, it's Christmas, you know, they are looking after their own families as well. So, it runs until the 8th of December, and although we set that date, that is not set in stone, that's quite fluid, but we have a cut-off for the bulk of the stuff, and that enables us to get the majority of the money and the food down to the food bank so that they can distribute it prior to Christmas. Because for a lot of people that go there, they also then give them Christmas parcels as well. So, and that's a real luxury item. So I just think let's get the majority of it down there. But people do continue to provide after that, and that's absolutely fine as well.
Okay, so people listening, what sort of items are you after, and how do we get them to you? How do we drop them off?
So, non-perishables. There is a list on the food bank, and what they don't need is tins of beans. I think they have an absolute influx of beans and pasta. And that's fine. If that's all you can provide, then that's lovely as well. But the list does change week by week depending on the needs in the local area. So things that they're currently looking for at the moment are packets of biscuits, chocolate bars, toilet rolls, toilet cleaner, honey, nappies, surface cleaner, long life milk, anything that's long life basically. How you get these items to us, if you come into Brookwood Village and you're not sure where anything is, just stop someone in the village. They'll know where the food bank lady lives. Most people know where I am. We are quite lucky. We do have two main places right in the centre of the village, right opposite the train station. So we have the post office and Baker's Dozen. They're open from 8 o'clock till 5:30, which is great. And then once the post office closes, the Brookwood Club, which is three doors down from there, that's open from 4 in the afternoon to 11 at night. So you've got really from 8 to 11, which is amazing to drop any food parcels off or cash donations.
And I know, truly speaking to you, in the past, you had a really, really long website address and a QR. Have you got the QR codes back this year, by the way?
Yes, gosh, that's good. Yeah, right. I just would. Where would we be without QR codes?
Get your phone out.
That's one thing we can thank the pandemic for, isn't it?
Scan the QR card, or you can go to your website, and I'm going to ask you now to give out the website.
Yeah, so I have managed to shorten it slightly this year. So the website is www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/TF2023.
Brilliant. So go and check that out, but just turn up and support that if you can, if you're in the Brookwood area. Trudy, always good to talk to you. We're going to get you on next week and every week after that during a campaign to find out how things are going. But I've asked you if you'd like a song played, and you've chosen Alexander Burke and Hallelujah. Why have you chosen this song?
Because it's Christmas, John.
Yes. Have you got your Christmas jumper on yet, by the way?
It's my time of the year. Yeah. You know, I love putting Christmas jumpers on and all that kind of stuff. Everyone thinks I'm completely mad. But, you know, I don't mind. So I'm okay with that. That's good for me.
Is the tree up yet, I have to ask?
Not quite, but no. Other stuff is.
Oh, you're getting there slowly. Okay, well, have a good week and good luck with everything with your campaign. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday to find out how it's all going.
Brilliant. Thanks as always, John. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. There we go. There's Trudy in Brookwood with her food bank campaign in full swing. So do support that one. This is Hallelujah and Alexander Burke for Trudy.